Well, with that forecast, despite having Astro Bob's backyard astronomy this morning, we may just be looking up at the clouds for a while and imagining all the interesting things going on in the night sky that we can't actually see. But if anybody can help us find our way through it, it would be Bob King. Good morning, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. How are you today?
Well, had a little nap during the power outage yesterday. It was it was a little too dark to read, and that's when it really, I mean, because otherwise it's not like I don't have books, but it was a little too dark at the old homestead to read, so just threw a blanket over all the tiny dogs, and we had a little snooze.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, actually.
How'd you guys manage out there?
Well, we did fine. We kept our power, so
yay!
All good here.
Yay!
I was surprised. but you mentioned the weather, and the weather does look bad right now, but I was checking the future forecast, and it looks good for the events that are happening this week. So we actually will be in good luck, I think.
Excellent.
We have a couple of really fun things happening. The first is the Northern Lights might be returning.
Yay!
On Thursday night and potentially Friday night. And I just checked the 7-day forecast, and I'm seeing clear skies or partly cloudy skies for both nights.
Nice.
So that's really good news. These lights are kind of a repeat. Sometimes you have repeats, and they're predictable. Last month, at the end of September, we had a Northern Lights display. It was not huge, but it was still really pretty, and that was caused by something called a coronal hole, which is an opening in the sun's corona that allows particles to stream away from the sun at very high speed, so something like 400 miles per second, which is really fast. And those should be arriving sometime Thursday in the afternoon, and they might kick up a little bit of an aurora Thursday evening. So no moon in the sky to worry about. Go out later in the evening, face to the north, and see if you can see a little bow down there or some glows. So, and that would be Thursday and Friday nights, October 24th and 25th. So are you going to go out?
Well, you know, if I had somebody that could go with me and tell me where I might find such things, I might, because Friday night is not a school night.
Oh, good. That's good.
I'm just saying, but yeah.
A good place in our area, of course, is to go north up County 4.
Okay.
Towards Island Lake and Boulder Lake in that direction.
So oh, sure.
Get some wide open views to the north, and you're guaranteed absolutely dark skies as well. That's a little bit of a commitment. Sometimes people, although you can't park in the lot there normally, but sometimes people will park along Riley Road.
Oh, sure.
It's off Jean Duluth Road, and it has a spectacular view to the north. So those are options.
Yeah, I think I tried that last time. I know I did try that. Actually, I went and parked in the soccer field.
If the lot is open, that's one
right.
of the easiest, best places to go.
And either everybody was there looking for Northern Lights, or I wandered on into the place where a bunch of young Duluthians watch the submarine races.
Oh, okay.
That's what we used to call it anyway.
Sure.
So, yeah, all right.
The other thing that's happening this week, besides the potential anyway for Northern Lights, and you know, it can be tricky. The forecast is out there. I think we'll see something, but it's really hard to say how much. The other thing that's happening is the moon. The moon is in its waning phases, and if you happen to be up early in the morning and it's clear and you look up towards the southwest, you'll see the moon as it wanes, but it's going to turn into a really nice thin crescent on the morning of the 26th, and that would be this Saturday morning. So, and this time of year, the sun rises so late, but you don't have to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to see a crescent moon like you do.
Uh-huh.
Right? Instead, you can go out if you're out at 6 o'clock, the sky will still be dark, and you'll see that little smiley-faced moon down there over
nice.
Lake Superior. Or if you're out as late as 7, you'll see it. And it's just a beautiful sight to see a crescent in the morning. And I'd recommend going down to, say, Brighton Beach or anywhere where you can be along the shore of the lake and then watch it come up. There's just few more beautiful sights to see.
Now, you have mentioned once before, this is just to prove that I was paying attention, that if you're trying to get, now, does this also hold for photographing the moon in the morning? That if you're trying to get a good photograph of the moon, you've talked about when it comes up in the evening, photographing it right within, I think, like 15 minutes, you said, of it coming over the horizon.
Right, when it's a full moon.
When it's a full moon. Now, if you're going to try to get a nice photograph of the moon in the morning, are there any special tips for that?
That's really a wonderful question that I've never been asked. And you've got leeway. It's not so particular because you don't see any features on the crescent moon.
Well, that's true. Exactly.
Right? There's nothing to blow it out, so to speak, to overexpose.
Right.
And a variety of different exposures will show either just the crescent or it will show the full outline of the moon, the longer exposures. And that full outline is, that's earthshine. That is the part of the moon that's lit up by light reflected off the earth that goes out to the moon and returns to us. So, no, you've got a lot more leeway. And, of course, you can just look at the back of your camera and see which exposure you like. I wouldn't wait until it's really, really bright just before sunrise, but I'd say you've got an hour at least, maybe
nice.
More than that, to get pictures.
Nice.
Sure, plenty of time.
Newbie photographers like it when the pressure's not on.
Right, we all do. Nobody likes pressure.
Well, I suppose.
When it comes to looking at things in the sky. Just go out and look and enjoy.
There you go, exactly. Sometimes set the camera down and go out and just make yourself a nice memory that you can keep in the back of your tiny brain. So, well, that sounds like the weather's going to give us a little bit of a break, and we'll have a chance to see some fun stuff in the sky.
Yeah, according to at least the current 7-day, it's going to be clear or partly cloudy Thursday night, Friday night, and possibly Saturday. But it's really Thursday, Friday, right in there. That's where you want it to be clear, those two nights this week.
Fantastic. Well, we will stay in touch with you. We'll get some links set up so that folks can find a little bit more information on the things that we have talked about. And Bob, we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
All right. That sounds wonderful, Lisa. Thank you.
Bob King, our host for Astro Bob's Backyard Astronomy, a regular feature of every other Tuesday right here on KUMD.